our friend and man of the skies, Professor Rangi Matamoa, joins us for a kōrero about a blood micro-moon, which may be able to be seen tomorrow night. Seemingly, it's the longest partial lunar eclipse that is visible from Aotearoa in more than 800 years, so it's somewhat special. And also, Rangi's been down at a select committee hearing. I'm not sure if he's able to talk about the latter, but certainly we can talk about the former. Rangi, tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Morena, Dale. Kei te pē, hea koe.
Hei te pai, brother. It's good to catch up with you. Blood moons are interesting, aren't they? And tomorrow night we're talking about an eclipse. I was curious to make contact with you to see whether you'd found anything in the records or the documents that you have access to that talks of red moons. Can you share any whakaaro Māori with us about this phenomenon?
Yeah, Dale. No, so it's not so much the red or the colour of the moon that was, from my understanding and from the record that I have, not so much the colour of the moon that was noticed as opposed to its changing appearance. Our ancestors knew that, you know, something was happening to the moon and something was impacting upon the moon, hence its appearance would change. And the name that I have, or the word that I have, is a maramakutia. So kutia means to like to choke or to you know, to squeeze the life out of. And they apply the same word for when you have a solar eclipse. So a solar eclipse is a rākutia. And anything that's kind of changing the colour of the moon and making it darker is a maramakutia. And the idea is that Whiro, or the god of darkness and disease, from periodically attacks either the sun or the moon with the intention of casting the world back into darkness, because that's the domain upon which he rules. So he rebels against anything that emits light. And so he attacks these deity. But as much as he attacks them, they're too strong, and they eventually cast them aside, and the light shines back in. So for Māori, my understanding, by the record that I have, is it's actually quite a sinister time. It's a time where the moon was not in the health or the shape it should be in. But particularly because a full moon, from a Māori perspective, is associated to well-being and life. That's when it's at its most full. It's its most, I guess, powerful and full of life. And when it's unwell because of its changing colour and Whiro attacking it, it is a little bit of a sinister time. So that's kōrero that I have, Dale, that pertains to what's happening tomorrow when the moon rises.
I understand what you're saying there too. It's an uncomfortable period, isn't it? It's a bit like when a loved one is under anaesthetic. You sort of feel like you're between the two worlds, and you tautoko with them when they're in an operation in the hospital or the like, hey, Rangi? But because they're not alive, so to speak, and they're not dead, they're in this little void. And so for a period, as the shadows are cast across the moon or it turns a spectacular and unusual colour, it's outside of the norm. And then, you know, we can all feel just a little bit anxious and relieved when it shows its colours in the way that we would normally expect. Hoi anō, this is due to occur tomorrow night, is it not?
It is. It'll really start to happen as soon as the moon starts to rise. And you will know it's full moon because you can tell what phase you're in by the position of the moon as in relation to the sun. So tomorrow, as the sun sets, the moon will start to rise. That'll happen pretty much at the same time, around 8 o'clock-ish. And you'll actually see the shading already starting to happen. And it's a micro blood moon. We had a super blood moon earlier this year, I think. And the difference is the moon kind of doesn't go around the Earth. It actually moves in an elliptical shape. And it's going to be further away from the Earth. It's at the point where it's furthest away. Whereas when it was a super blood moon, that's when it was as close to the Earth as it gets, so it looked a lot bigger. So the moon's probably going to look about 18% smaller than it was when we saw it last time, when it was a super blood moon. But this micro blood moon is something I don't think has happened since the year 1212. So it's been some time since an occurrence like this has happened. And, you know, macro, micro, blood moon, red moon, these things for our ancestors, it was maramakutia because they noticed that the moon was ill, it's unwell when it should be in its healthiest state. And you're right, Dale, I like that explanation. It's like a time of limbo for the moon. The moon is in limbo, waiting until Fetal is cast aside, and then it comes back to the full power and full well-being.
Oh boy, thanks for sharing that. Oh, hey, look in the sky tomorrow. Fascinated by our night sky as well. You guys get a better look at it too down country than we get in Tamaki because of all the light pollution. Hoi anō, mate. Are you able to update us? I know you had a hui yesterday at the Select Committee looking at aspects of the Matariki Bill. What did they ask of you and what did they feed you with?
Yeah, so no, it was all of the Select Committee stuff is all online at the moment. And actually, it is able to be discussed because the submissions are public. And I believe you can actually log on and listen to people making different submissions around the Matariki Bill, which has gone through its first reading and passed into the House. And it has Minister Tamati Kofi is actually leading this select committee. But the bill has fallen under the domain of Minister Kiri Tapu Allen. And pretty much the general feeling right across the board is that people want to have the holiday. There wasn't any negative feedback that came through in the submissions yesterday where people were against the holiday at all. I think major issues to be, you know, discussed is some people were thinking it should replace another existing holiday as opposed to having an additional holiday. You know, there is some questions about the cost, but it's, you know, Dale, I just think that we are in a fantastic position to really put in a holiday that has the opportunity and the ability to feed into our national identity and who we are as a changing and evolving nation moving forward. And it's underpinned by some of the most, you know, special human characteristics around sharing and remembrance and collectivity and food and coming together and the environment. And, you know, this has the ability to shape our country. It's the first reintroduced Indigenous holiday that we are aware of in a colonized country in the history of the world, where we're actually reintroducing a practice of our ancestors to lead us into a new era. And I'm just so, you know, happy and proud to be playing a little role in it. But for, you know, it's just to hear the submissions and to see how supportive people are of it. I'm really looking forward to it going through the second reading, hopefully, and being passed into law in the next few months.
Ka pai, thanks for sharing that kōrero about the Matariki, but also about the moon that we'll witness tomorrow. Thank you so much, Rangi Mātāmo, with us on Pākehā today. Tēnā koe, Rangi.
Kia ora,
Kia ora. We're going to play a song, reflect.